This is Digital Story Podcast number 662, November 20th, 2018. Today's theme is the TDS Holiday Gift Guide and Stocking Stuffers. I'm Derek Story. Window shopping is a long-standing holiday tradition, and these days our computer screen is just as much part of the experience as the storefront display. On this week's show, I've assembled a delightful gift guide and a bonus list of stocking stuffers. So make yourself a cup of cocoa and join me for our annual holiday extravaganza. This is always a fun show to put together. It's a combination of things. Over the course of the year, if I run into something really cool, I make a note of it saying, hey, this will be great for the gift guide later on. There are some old favorites, things that I just know are going to make people happy year in and year out. And then there's just new things that I discover along the way. Just I didn't have them as part of anything, and I go, wow, that's a neat thing. And in fact, the very first thing on this list is one of those neat things. It's called the Three-Legged Thing Tools Multi-Tool. $7.99. It's made by the folks at Three-Legged Thing. And this is just a keychain accessory that has a few tools on it that are perfect for photographers working in the field. It has a straight edge that substitutes for a coin. And you would think, well, you always have a coin with you. You know what? I didn't have a coin with me the other day and I needed one, but I did have a tool that on my keyring that substituted for a coin. So you think you have a coin all the time, but you may or may not. Has a little hex tool for tripod work, has all sorts of neat little things, and it has a bottle opener, which is so very important. So $7.99 is a cool looking thing. It's a wonderful gift for, you know, photographer, for friend, for something just to say thank you for helping me out. Number two. This is not a sexy thing at all. It's the SanDisk 128 gigabyte Ultra USB 3.0 flash drive. And so when I say flash drive, not a sexy thing, yes, we all agree on that. But think about this for a second. 128 gigabytes with a 3.0 USB 3.0 I/O interface for $28.74. That is a fair amount of storage. I mean, you can back up a lot of shoots. You can back up, you know, all sorts of things with 128 gigabytes, and it's fast. I have a couple of these things, and they work really well. As a gift, I don't think any photographer has too much storage, especially fast storage that's very nimble. Just a cool thing to have. And remember, this isn't just some little 4 gigabyte flash drive that's as slow as mud. This is a fast flash drive with lots of storage for $28. Very nice, very thoughtful gift for a photographer. Number three, this is something that I did a review on and I've been using them ever since and I absolutely love them. The ThinkTank Photo Lens Case Dual 5. These are lens cases that zip up and down. They zip sideways. They look cool. They're not too padded, but they're plenty padded. They're not too big, but they're big enough. They're just right for mirrorless shooters. And the largest lens that I put in my Lens Case Dual 5 is the Pro lenses, the F1.2 Pro lenses. So the 25, the 45, and the 17, they all fit in there. But I use them for all sorts of other lenses too, mirrorless lenses that are smaller. They fit inside my camera case. They're easy to grab. I don't know. They're just right. I love these things. $20.75. You can get them in green or black, and they both look good. What I do is I have green and black, and so if I have two lenses with me, let's say the 45 Pro and the 17 millimeter Pro, I put one in one color, one in the other color, and that way I know right away which one is which without having to open the case. Very, very handy. I love these things, and I think they make wonderful gifts. By the way, I know we're 3 gifts into this already, but the links for everything that I talk about on this show are in the show notes. Everything is in the show notes. Plus, I have an article with the gift guide that has pictures. The show notes, I didn't put a lot of pictures, but I have an article also on the digital story. So you can look at the article, you can look at the show notes, you can get links for everything that I talk about right there on the site. Just go to the show notes and boom, they'll be there. All right, here's something that's kind of a new discovery, and I think it's a great one. It's the Tenba Toolbox 8. This is $37.95. By a toolbox, really what it is, it's a case, you know, like a camera case, that has all these different compartments. It has 10 of them on this particular one, 10 compartments, and it has a translucent zippered cover, and you use it to store equipment. And what I like about it is so much better than a camera bag because it doesn't have any wasted space. It's kind of rectangular. Everything fits in there very nicely. You have all these compartments. There's no wasted space. There's no outer pockets. There's no any of this kind of stuff. If you have something like a cabinet or a locking safe, I think that's redundant, isn't it? If you have a locking cabinet, let's say, or a safe where you keep some of your more prized gear, these Tenba toolboxes are just perfect because, you know, they're efficient and they don't take up too much room and you can store a lot of stuff in them. $37.95. And if you give it as a gift, then you could put some goodies in there, not lenses necessarily, but some other goodies and make it even more fun. So you have to click on the link to check this out because this is a relatively new discovery for me and I really like them. I think they're very nice. And then I have sort of a related gift, number 5, which is the Tenba BYOB 10 camera insert. So this, the idea with the camera insert is that you can use any bag that you want as long as the bag's big enough to hold this camera insert. And they have different sizes. I like the 10. So then you use this insert, put your camera gear in there. It has some pockets. It even has like a little stretchy pocket on the outside. It has all that kind of stuff. But it allows you to, you know, put your gear in a suitcase, in a rolling case, in a backpack, in a shoulder bag, you know, all these things that weren't designed to be camera bags, yet your gear will be nice and safe and very accessible. This is, again, kind of a neat thing. I've been looking for something like this for a while. I think Tenba makes, you know, really nice versions of this. Tenba BYOB 10 camera insert, $35.08. Any bag now becomes a camera bag. Here is a traditional favorite. You've heard me talk about it many times, but I tell you, if you're a Micro Four Thirds shooter and you don't have the Olympus Fisheye Body Cap 9mm F8 lens for $98.72, you are missing out on so much fun. And if you have someone that's a Micro Four Thirds shooter in your life and they don't have one, they are also missing out on a lot of fun. This is your opportunity to correct that situation, maybe in both cases, right? This is one of the coolest lenses in the world. 18 millimeter, right? That's the 35 millimeter equivalent. Two aspherical elements, 140 degrees angle of view, extremely slim body cap profile. We call it the Oreo cookie. Has 3 focus settings. The pictures look really good with it, and it's $98.72. This is a wonderful gift for a photographer. If you know a Micro Four Thirds shooter that doesn't have one of these things and you got the $98, click on the link and get it for them. They will absolutely have a blast with it. All right, next up. Now, I did a review on this one also. The SanDisk 500 GB Extreme Portable USB 3.1 Type-C External SSD. These external SSD drives are really extending the life of our laptops because, generally speaking, our laptops have enough computing power to do what we need to do. It's just over time, the internal drives fill up. And especially if we bought it back in the days when flash storage was very expensive. So if you're carrying around a laptop you like, but it only has 256 GB of storage, right away you can double that with this little SanDisk that runs $109. I've been testing one now for some time. It's so fast. You can put your Capture One or your Lightroom libraries on the SanDisk, plug it in to the computer, and work off it, and it is just as fast as your internal drive, possibly faster. 10 gigabytes a second USB 3.1 Type-C interface, so it'll work with the new Mac laptops, and it'll work with the traditional ones because it has an adapter. It just comes with the adapters right there in the box. Read speeds of up to 550 megabytes per second, plus it's resistant against water, dust, and shock. I'll tell you, it can withstand a water flow for up to 3 minutes. What else could you want here? I mean, this drives, external drives now, suddenly they're like these little dongles that, you know, just hang off our computer, not these big bulky things we have to carry around anymore. They also make 1 terabyte models and I think up, but I think the 500 gigabytes for $109, really thoughtful for any photographer. Again, like I was saying with the SanDisk flash drive, what photographer has too much storage already? None that I know. Now, a lot of photographers get pushed into the world of video and audio. That's just the kind of world we live in these days. And audio is, you know, a wonderful thing. You know, the capability to be able to capture audio is a wonderful thing because suddenly we can do interviews. We can capture ambient sound for our slideshows. Just being audio ready is a very smart thing for photographers these days. To help along those lines is the Zoom H1N Digital Handy Recorder. It's $119.99. This is what I use on the road to record our podcasts. The sound is great. They're easy to use. They have beautiful microphones built in. You can plug microphones into them. You can plug headsets into them. You can record in compressed audio or uncompressed audio. It has some filters built in. I mean, they're just really cool. And it all goes on a micro SD card. So I love these things. And every time I'm on the road and I pull it out to use it for something and there's other photographers in the room, they look at it, they ask me about it. And then I usually get an email a week or two later with a picture of them showing me theirs that they bought. These handy recorders are so small and compact, you can have complete audio capability with you without taking up hardly any room in your camera bag. And it sounds great. Sounds great. $119. I'll tell you, I do not leave home without my Zoom handy recorder. Number 9. Yes, we're already to number 9. Doesn't it go fast when you're having fun? The Generay Ultra Thin Bicolor 288 LED light. Boy, LEDs have gotten a lot better, a lot more stylish, and the price has really come down. This is $139 for a bicolor light. What does that mean? That means it has a dial on the back so that you can have, you know, cool LED lighting, you can have very warm LED lighting, or you can mix it. So you can basically get any color temperature that you want. I use this all the time. The range is between 3200 and 5600 Kelvin. So that covers, you know, from very cool to very warm. I use it all the time. It makes it very easy to match, you know, the lighting that I'm adding to the ambient lighting. You have between 10 and 100% brightness dimmer. It has a receiver for remote control. It has integrated barn doors and diffuser. Super handy, very stylish now with this all aluminum and very slim, easy to carry around. You know, I use LEDs for my portraits and my product photography. I just like them. I think they're fun. They're easy to use. And these bi-color units are fantastic for getting the color balance just the way that you want it. $139, great gift. I'll tell you, you will really make an impression on a photographer if you give them one of these. And if you're really flush, two of them, right? And finally, number 10, this is on sale right now. All of these, everything on this list is, the links go to B&H. The Panasonic Lumix G 25 millimeter f1.7 a spherical lens for micro four thirds, $148 for this lens. It's $100 off right now. This is a compact, fast, sharp, versatile optic. Every Micro Four Thirds photographer should have a fast 25 millimeter in his or her camera bag. And for $148, this is a quality lens. I mean, this is a quality lens, f1.7. It focuses well. I've used it both on Panasonic and Olympus cameras. It works great on both. You can get it for $148. Wow. This is my ace in the hole for this particular holiday gift guide. I like all the gifts, but boy, you know, look at this, a real lens. Imagine being able to give another photographer a real lens. All right, so that is the holiday gift guide. A little later in the show, we're going to do some stocking stuffers for photographers as well. Stay tuned for that. The Portfolio Box Inspirational Photographer. So this is what I'm doing for the month of November. I'm exploring photographers from all over the world who use Portfolio Box, and I'm discovering some really cool ones. This week I have a photographer, his name is Tom, and his site is DetomSign, DetomSign. His clean fashion photography is truly engaging, and he has a nicely designed Portfolio Box site that really shows off his work. And he has a quote. I found a quote for him about Portfolio Box that I thought was really good. I want to read it to you right now. I like that this is not only a website creation tool, it's much more than that. It's like a community of creatives which are supported by professionals like Portfolio Box. I'm always recommending everyone that Portfolio Box is the best, easy to set up, and ready to go in a minute. We'll be using Portfolio Box for a long time, and none of the others are as good as Portfolio Box. You want the best, you can't go wrong. That's what I would say. So I think that was translated from his native language, by the way. But we get the idea, don't we? So you have to go over and take a look at his fashion site. Really wonderful work. Of course, I have the link in the show notes. It's DetomSign. That is his site. Link in the show notes. Go check out the pictures. Now, if you signed up for a Portfolio Box Pro account and have published at least one page, make sure you send me the link and via the contact form of Nimble Photographer, and we'll add it to our own Portfolio Box Pro directory. By the way, Portfolio Box Pro, you can have that for 20% off the annual $83 price if you use the tile that's on all the pages of the digital story. Go to that tile, click on it, go over to the Portfolio Box site, even if you're going to do a free site, because then that makes you eligible for the discount if you decide to upgrade. And remember, if you upgrade to a Pro account, you also get a domain with that, and they take care of the whole domain process, and they make it easy. That is the easiest domain I have ever secured in my life, was when Portfolio Box did it for me. They did a great job. So you can either use the link in the show notes to get started and go over to our landing page on Portfolio Box, or you can click on the tile that's on all the pages of the digital story. If you want a site to show off your best stuff and to show it off in the best way possible, Portfolio Box is definitely the way to go. I love these sites. Make sure you check out Tom's site that I'm highlighting this week. This is very inspiring stuff. I'm really excited about it. Holiday stocking stuffers for photographers. So yes, we have more. We have stocking stuffers too. And these are some pretty cool goodies as well. Let's start out. Let's do the Pedco Ultra Clamp Assembly Camera Mount Accessory for cameras, scopes, and binoculars. So this, you know, I don't know if you've ever used any of the Pedco stuff, but I love it. So it's an Ultra Clamp Assembly, and they're very light. They're very easy to use, and they're literally a clamp with a screw that you screw on. It has a pad. And so you can put it on railings, back of chairs, all that kind of stuff. So it has that. But then what they do is they include a ball and socket head. And it's a very strong, very sturdy ball and socket head, but it's also super light. And so you can carry this thing around. And the thing that I like about the Pedco Ultra Clamp Assembly is that it's thin. so that it fits in your camera bag. If it'll fit in one of those little side pockets somewhere that nothing else fits in, the Ultra Clamp will fit in there. It's $23.47. These things are so handy, especially if you love night photography, if you like doing time-lapse photography, anything where the shutter's going to be open for a bit, or you're going to be doing a lot of shots, video, very nice for video. You can steady your camera just about anywhere using it. I love it, and I think it's a great stocking stuffer. Along the same lines, this is something new that I discovered from Zax Sound. Zaxsound. This is only $8.99. It's a mini tripod table stand with pads and soft pistol grip. Yep, that's it. And this is a cool little device, and you have to click on the link to see the picture and how they've designed it. It folds up. It's really light. So, you know, there's like one support leg, and then there's two legs that provide stabilization. Great stocking stuffer, wonderful to show up in anyone's little goodie bag of gifts. You can look like a real champ. I mean, you can go buy like a half a dozen of these things and just make everyone happy, but make sure you keep one for yourself. So this is the mini tripod table stand with pads and soft pistol grip by Zax Sound, Zaxsound, and the link is in the show notes. Now, of our stocking stuffers, this is one of our more pricey items at $79, but I have to tell you, they're really neat, and I have one of these, the Lume Cube Bluetooth LED light. Now, I'm going to read you their little blurb here, and then I'll tell you a bit more about it. Proudly known as the world's most versatile light, Lume Cube represents the future of LED lighting. Built with professional quality specs, the Lume Cube is a pocket size 1.5 inches cubed, emits a powerful 1,500 lumens of daylight bounce light, and is waterproof to 100 feet and made with a custom lens. You can diffuse, gel, or modify the light via the lighthouse. So they have a little lighthouse for it where you can modify the light. You can mount to any of your devices via the built-in 1/4 inch tripod mount on the bottom. You can control with manual buttons for quick adjustments or use their Bluetooth app, which is what I do most of the time. This powerful little light can be used as a flash down to 1/125th of a second in slave mode, or as a constant video light, as a fill light, as all sorts of goodies. So it is. It's just this little cube that you carry around. Super powerful light. They have a great app. You fire it up. You can control the intensity of the light with your phone, your smartphone, either Android or iPhone, or you can control it with the buttons on there. You don't have to worry about getting wet. It can be out in the rain, no problem. You can go underwater with it, no problem. Just fits anywhere in your bag, and you have a very powerful light. Now, generally speaking, I diffuse it. I usually shine it through something, and that gives me the quality of light that I like. I just think these things are really neat, and I love that you can control them with your smartphone. Very handy, very nice lighting gift for somebody. All right, two other little stocking stuffers here. This one's only $16.75. It's the Lens Pen New. It's the new Lens Pen Camera Cleaning Kit. So this kit contains three lens pens, the Mini Pro 2, the Filter Clear, and the original lens pens itself. And if you've never used the lens pens, I use them all the time, especially to clean viewfinders for the film camera shop, for the cameras, because you know, a lot of cameras I get in are very dusty, very dirty, and it's hard to get in, you know, those optical viewfinders and everything. Lens pens work great. They have two ends. They have a brush on one end, and then they have, it's hard to explain, but it's a patented carbon compound tip. And you just rub it around on any optical surface. It doesn't scratch it or hurt it in any way, and it magically cleans it. And each lens pen can do over 500 cleans. Mine just keep going and going and going, and I'm cleaning some dirty stuff with them. They're super handy to have. They don't take up much room. This is a kit of three of them in three different sizes. Again, they're one of those things that will bring a smile to someone's face if it shows up in their stocking. And finally, we're going to go with a traditional favorite for number 5 for our last stocking stuffer. which is the Rocket Air Blaster. I do not use canned air anywhere in my workshop here. So when I'm working on cameras for the film camera shop, or I'm working on my digital cameras, I always use the Rocket Air Blaster because it will never, ever hurt any of my sensitive mirrors or focusing screens or anything like that. It will never leave a residue. They work absolutely great, and they're very powerful. They're very powerful because they got that big bulb, and you just give them a big squeeze. It's made of rubber, has a one-way valve to prevent blaster from breathing in dust and spreading it back to your equipment. I have two of them around the workshop. I probably could use two more. I like just having them in every room that I have cameras. I can just grab it, blow off the lens, blow off the back of the lens, on a film camera, blow off the inside, blow off the mirror. Wonderful, and you can get it for $11.99. So those are our stocking stuffers for this year. So we have the holiday gift guide, and we have the stocking stuffers. I tell you, you've got to go over to the show notes page and click on some of these links. This is way too much fun. Hopefully you have your cocoa or your coffee or whatever else you happen to be sipping, and you can go and take a look at some of these things that I'm talking about. Do you have a film camera that needs a good home? That's funny, I was just talking about the film camera shop. So over the last year, I've received donations from TDS members who have film cameras that need a good home. So what I do is I inspect these items, I repair them, I clean them, I get them all ready, and then I put them in the film camera shop that I run on Etsy, and I get them in the hands of people who like shooting film. And the thing that separates a film camera shop from, buying on eBay is that every camera in the film camera shop, every lens, every accessory has been on my workbench. It has been cleaned. It's been tested. It's been loved, right? And when people open up the box that they get from me, their item just looks great. It smells good and is ready to go. And the reason why I can do that, the reason why I can put that time into it, is because I do get a lot of donations, and that allows me to film test them, that allows me to work on them, and then sell them reasonably in the film camera shop. So if you have a camera, then just contact me via the contact form on the Nimble Photographer. Let me know what you have, and then we'll figure it out how to get it over to me. This is one of the ways you can help support the site. This is one of the ways that we can help keep film photography alive. It's just a win-win all the way around. Okay, I have just a few updates for you. Well, I tell you, we had a great first week with our TDS workshop season now open, the 2019 TDS workshop season. Had a lot of deposits, a lot of signups. Every one of the events, we have four events for next year. Every one of them has deposits put down on them. If you haven't had a chance to go over and look at the workshops page on the Digital Story, just go to thedigitalstory.com. Click on workshops on the top nav bar. You'll see next year's lineup. And if you see something that you like and you want to hold your spot, then just go ahead and put a deposit down. It's only $100. It will hold your spot. The $100 goes toward your workshop fees. And it's fully refundable if for some reason you decide you can't make it. I'm really excited about every event next year, from the Humboldt Redwoods to the Sonoma Coast to Joshua Tree. I'm telling you, we have some great stuff, and I hope you can join us next year. So go over to the workshops page, take a look, and if you find something that you like, put a deposit down and save your spot. A big thanks to our Inner Circle members. Photo Critique is alive and rolling, and if you are an Inner Circle member, take advantage of this while we're doing this. Send me a shot for Photo Critique. I'll give it a good once over, and we'll open it up and let the other folks comment on it, and you can get some real commentary from a photographer about shots that you've always wondered about. So Inner Circle members, take advantage of this, and a big thanks to all of our Inner Circle members for helping support this podcast. Really, we couldn't do it without you. And finally, A big shout out to our friends at Red River Paper, printing paper that I love to use. They have a terrific site with reviews, tutorials, a lot of paper, and a lot of inkjet supplies. Click on the tile that's on every page of the digital story, take you over to our landing page. And then remember, they have a great Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper, longest running sponsor of the show, terrific people, and great inkjet printing paper. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. 15 ideas in the holiday gift guide and the stocking stuffer guide. I hope something tickles your fancy. I hope it helps make your life just a little bit easier when it comes to buying for that photographer friend of yours or for getting something for yourself. I have something really nice for you next week. Been working on it for a little while now. And make sure you come back and join me. Those of you that are in the U.S., have a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you get to spend some time with friends and family. If not, spend some quality time with yourself and be thankful for the good things in your life. See you next week. Until then, bye-bye now.